I'm already recording. That when I
Okay.
gave you the wink and the gun, that means fucking go. Just one
Is
second.
that what that means?
Yeah.
I was waiting for the welcome back to another episode.
Welcome back to another episode of the For the Gram podcast. My name's Mark, as always. I'm joined with Vic and Dom, and this is For the Gram. Damn it.
Welcome to the For the Gram podcast, a podcast on how to grow your social media and small business. Join us as we discuss how we've used Instagram to grow our small businesses and form a social community. Learn how we created partnerships with each other and formed relationships with brands. Whether you want to take your business or social media to the next level, or are just looking for a fun and lighthearted podcast about the everyday, this is the For the Gram podcast. I'm Dom from M Inspired Living, and joining me are Vic from The Stump Shop and Mark from Remarkable Woodworks. We hope you enjoy today's episode. And tune in next time to the For the Gram podcast.
I was doing good.
No, that was that just made that me want to quit to the podcast.
What are you talking about, man? That just made me want to go back and listen to all
my story
of them.
Voice. Welcome back, everybody, to a brand new episode of the For the Gram podcast. My name is Mark from Remarkable Woodworks, and as always, I'm joined by Vic and Dom. And this week, we're talking about ads and how much they suck.
They do suck. But why did you just repeat your intro? I liked the first one.
Well, you know,
I didn't like either one.
What the hell?
Dom, eh?
Got a Dom's complex. And that's why I don't like doing the intro.
Stick to singing the mailbag song.
Dom is like a hashtag sponsored ad. He sucks. No, but anyways,
tell me
I like
something
Mark's.
Good for
we're on lockdown and I haven't been able to do anything for months. That's great. You asked for something good.
And it's going to be 4 degrees tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be a Mayberry. That's a combo of May and February. So listen, we're talking about sponsored posts and how much they suck. And this is based off our experience. This is my personal opinion. As soon as you put hashtag ad or hashtag sponsored post, or if you try to be sneaky and put something like hashtag partner, you know, with whatever brand you're working with, or X brand partner, you're fucked. I'm sorry, but you're screwed on Instagram. That's just what I've been seeing from the, you know, I've been lucky enough, very fortunate enough to get a few sponsored posts here and there. So we study them because we want to do good. We want to prove ourselves to the brand. And it's just sometimes embarrassing when you come back with the numbers. Do you guys agree, or is that just, am I an anomaly?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I've had a handful of sponsored posts that have performed well, that I could say have done well. And the rest are always below what my average numbers are.
But are you comparing your average numbers to your organic posts, or are you comparing them to other sponsored posts?
No, organic posts.
Because the reason why I ask is there is a new platform that there's a website called the intelligentinfluencer.com, I think. I can confirm that. But they're basically saying that there is a program that these companies can use now, and they determine, like, they do that for you. So, like, your engagement is usually measured on different metrics, and it'll compare your organic engagement, whether that's like 1.2, and then it'll compare that to your sponsored engagement. And those, in order to qualify for sponsorship, it looks for a bunch of different tags and verbiage. So it says here in the post for influencerintelligence.com,
okay,
it says that it looks for things that indicate sponsored content, such as hashtag ad, spawn, partner, sponsored by. Oh, fuck. I fucked it up. Oh, my God. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Promotion, sponsored post, as well as paid partnership with banners. So it takes all of those. Yeah. So it looks for those hashtags, and then it does like a comparison. And those are the metrics that they used. So in this specific post that they're talking about, it compared one person. They had an engagement on their organic growth of 1.67%, which is actually very good.
Yeah, that is good for a big following.
And then it compared that to the sponsored content of 1.22%, which is still really good for a large following. But then it also compared that to their Facebook engagement, which was 0.02%. So yeah, they look at all these different things. So I think that if, as an influencer or a creator, if you're comparing your sponsored posts to your organic posts, yes, you're going to think that the stuff is shit. But you have to go through and look at how your paid sponsorship perform, like those posts perform, and then kind of gauge that, because that's what brands are going to look at.
But have you ever had a brand, because between the three of us, we've all worked with a few. Have you ever, I'm just thinking about the last two that I worked with, they went ahead before we came to terms with any deal and said, can I see your insights for the last 30 days? Yep. Like, so you go into your insights, you screenshot what they want to see. Mainly, if you guys haven't worked with any brands and you're looking to get into them, some of the things that brands will ask to see from you as the creator, they want to know where your base audience is. That's a big question I get a lot of the time. So that's going to be countries or even cities. They're going to want to know your breakdown of male to female. They always want a screenshot of that. But In my case, I send them my insights for the last 30 days, and in some cases, those include posts that have done really well. So I'm thinking, okay, awesome. They're going to look at this and go, this guy's got a huge reach. Maybe that's why I'm so jaded with sponsored or ad, because then when I compare it to those, which is what the brand sees, then, you know, a week later or a month later, whenever you're supposed to send them that follow-up screenshot with your results, you're thinking, oh man, like they're going to think I lied in like the first few messages or something, or they're going to be like, what the hell, does this guy have fake followers when this, you know, promotion he did for us ended up sucking? So ultimately, I guess this episode is about breaking down why does that happen. Like, as soon as you put a paid sponsorship or paid partnership with whatever brand or hashtag ad, what happens? Like, Dom, what do you think, man? Like, why does that instantly bomb? Is it the algorithm or is it our consumers?
Yeah, no, I think Instagram just weakens the reach of it.
Why would they do that though?
I don't know. They want to make money, right? And you would think it would benefit them for the creator to be making money, because the better the creator does, the more time they're going to put into it, the more they're going to be on the platform, exactly, the more they're going to attract other people, so on. So yeah, I don't get it, but I feel like you include those certain words, the algorithm picks up on them that they're there, and
this is my theory.
It just does not do well.
You want to hear something? I think Instagram punishes you if you don't follow all the rules. For example, if you put hashtag ad, but don't tag it as a, you know, as a partnership where it has to say paid partnership, or like Mark said earlier, they'll pick up on keywords. They'll know it's a sponsored post and you're not making it known it's a sponsored post. I think in that case, Instagram might punish you a bit. But if you do everything properly, like, you know, tag the brand, hashtag ad and all that, I don't think Instagram really jams you. I just think that it goes out to, like we've always said, it goes out to 10% of your followers. And if it does well, it goes out to 20, blah, blah, blah. I don't think those posts ever do well with that first batch of 10%. Now, is that the people, like, is that our followers' fault? Or is it just, like, what do you guys do? If you see a paid partnership post, do you engage with it? Be honest here, unless it's your buddy.
We consume content. That's not a fair question, in my opinion, because we consume content from a different perspective.
Yeah.
Because
that's true. Yes, very
we true. Look for different things. But if you, like my wife, for example, if I were to ask her that question, she wouldn't notice. unless she's like reading the thing, like very, very few people, when you look at Instagram from a big like scheme of things, notice the paid promotion. Like they don't, they just either don't see it or like they don't look for that. Some people don't even know what that means or what that is or anything. So I just think that the whole following the rules thing is Instagram covering their ass from getting sued. And it, it also falls down to like, there's like some back end there from associations that, you know, require the consumer to like not be fooled into making false purchases. Yeah. So there's like all these different laws that they have to obviously abide by. I just think that, I don't know. I just think that maybe when someone sees the ad or whatever, like they're just kind of like they get distasteful, or they just maybe they just don't think that it's like your content, that you're kind of being paid to do that. So that's like, it's not good enough or something. I don't know what it is, to be totally honest with you, but I do notice a dip in my in my engagement when I post stuff like that.
I think one way to keep your, and this is now I'm going to be speaking to the people that listen to this that want to work with brands or they've also done sponsored posts. We've said this from the beginning, and we take that same theory now and apply it to sponsored posts. It has to be something that fits your page. Now, what I mean by that is we talked about this a little bit in the pre-show there, where one of my latest posts was a sponsored post. And I was lucky enough to be able to pretty much post something that's very in line with what I do. I do it all the time. And it was a stump. It was a table. However, by finishing that stump, I used certain products from a brand, paid partnership with X, whatever brand. It worked out well. That posted well. It did as well as any other post would. So I also think that when you're talking about sponsored posts, sometimes you'll see accounts in our world, and then they just, it's out of left field, these posts that they come up with. Like, it's not something that you would attribute to that page. I don't think those do sometimes so well, because people kind of, like Mark said, they kind of just scroll past it and feel like, okay, that guy's already getting paid. That guy or girl is already getting paid for that post. I don't need to interact with it, right? I don't know. I actually did ask my wife, like you were saying, if I asked my wife, I did. And I go to her, what do you do when you're following all these bloggers and people mm-hmm. you follow and you see paid partnership with, what do you do? And she goes, I never, ever like or comment or interact. And I'm like, why not?
That's so weird, eh?
I said that. I go, why not though? Like, because her husband, me, is, you know, one of those guys that would love people to comment.
Yeah.
She does it on mine. But she goes, I don't know. I feel like that's their job. Okay, I've seen the product you're pitching. Next, like, let's move on. And in her defense, she doesn't comment a lot anyways, but she goes, never on a paid post. I go, that's not cool. That's not cool.
It is interesting,
right?
It's
people like that, right?
But that's the consumer, right? So I find that super fascinating, because there's something about that paid whatever that sends it's super fascinating. If you're listening to the radio and you hear the DJ talk about some sort of like 5-hour energy and they promote their thing, it's like you hear it, you accept it, you don't have a distaste for that radio station, because those people are doing these ads.
There's a different perception.
It is, and it's crazy to me how, like, there are people that do notice it and choose not to support those creators that they choose to follow.
I hate saying it, but do you guys think, because I'll be honest, maybe I was in this boat 3, 4, 5 years ago, do you guys think that a part of it might be either, what the hell is this influencer doing now? Like, that's not them. That's not the person I started following, A. Or do you think maybe a little bit of it is jealousy? They're like, this person that I was following since they had 100 followers, now they have a few thousand or whatever. Now they're getting paid for this? I'm not okay with that. Like, do you think it's a part of that? Or, because I'll be honest, when I follow people I follow or my friends when I see them doing paid partnerships, I've said this before, I'm so happy for them. I honestly am, man. I go in, I comment, I like the post, you know, I'll comment just to kind of engage with it. But that's also because I'm in that same world, right? So yeah. It's hard for us to say why don't you guys who are listening, if there's anyone out there that's not in the influencer world, why do people hate sponsored posts? I don't know, man. I wish we had a direct answer, right?
Call in right now and we'll talk about it. That's what we should do. We should do live podcasts where people can call in like on a radio show.
Or we could just do an Instagram live and then they could just comment.
What the hell's a call in? Like you need a rotary phone?
Just because you're 18 years old.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh. But no, I do find at what point does it get overwhelming to people? Because I feel like there are some people that do ads very well, where they almost, I don't care to give him props, like Bourbon Moth, when he does an ad, like he just did the Gillette ad, right? And we're all talking about how good it was.
It was a Gillette movie.
But it's, he
does, I went and shaved immediately after I finished watching that post.
But that's the thing that I'm talking about. It's like it's above and beyond, and it's not like he tries to hide that it's an ad. He like overdoes it that it's an ad. Do you know what I'm saying?
Except he didn't tag them in that one. You notice that?
Hey man, like maybe it's just something that he's super proud of.
I'm super happy for him because I want to figure out how he was able to not tag them. I wish I never have to tag companies when I work with them, but it says usually in the contract, you shall, right? Because that's, and I meant to mention this earlier when Mark started talking legal stuff. Guys, most of our listeners are from the US. We're Canadian. We went over this in a couple episodes ago. We have listeners literally all over the world.
Which
so
is
we're not
fucking here. Crazy.
I know.
Thank you guys so much. Holy shish kebabs. Yeah.
Mark spent like 45 minutes running down the list of where all of our listeners come from. And it was like
countries I've never even heard
of. Every country in the world.
It's so crazy.
So we're not here to talk legalities at all. But what I will tell you, though, is in general, I know it applies in Canada, definitely in the US, companies have to disclose that the influencer is paid to say what they're saying. And that makes sense because if I'm suddenly promoting the shit out of a certain product and people are going to be like, "That I love Vic. I've been following him for years. If he uses that, it must be amazing. I'm going to buy it." Next thing you know, I'm only saying that because I'm getting paid and the product sucks. I mean, I personally probably wouldn't do that, but I could see how legally we have to disclose that. So in Canada, that's why you have to put hashtag ad, hashtag sponsored, paid partnership, because it's the law. And I'm sure it's the same all over the world, but we are not here to discuss that because we don't know, or I don't know. I don't know what the law is, but I know it has to be disclosed. So that answers your question. If you were wondering why you even have to do that, right? When you post a sponsored post.
I have a question. What's the difference between just a regular old, are you done? Sorry, I just realized that I'd like.
Oh no, thanks for cutting me off because I was talking for way too long. My mouth is all pasty. My nose is running. So thank you.
Okay.
And I'm still talking. Fuck.
Yes. Thank you for that. What's the difference between a spokesperson and an influencer? That's disgusting. You just blew your nose into what appears to be a sock.
It's not a sock. It's a thing called a. Actually, it's not a.
Is it a handkerchief? Is that what a handkerchief looks like?
I'm not giving them a shout out. I'm not giving them a name, so I'll just call it a white. It's a white tissue.
Paid promotion. Paid promotion.
If you want me to mention your
handkerchief
facial tissue brand, you have to pay me.
I think a spokesperson has more of a long-term association with a certain brand.
So like with Rust-Oleum and us three.
Yeah. Like with Rust-Oleum, that's in our contract. We're spokespersons.
I literally haven't read that contract.
Yeah. Mark hasn't even signed it, actually.
Yeah, I don't even know what the deal is.
My favorite about Mark and our relationship with, we've mentioned them 1,000 times, is Mark in that phone call we had last week. Mark's like, yeah, I actually haven't opened that spreadsheet in like 3 years.
So mad.
The one that we're supposed to update every like 6 months. He's like, yeah, so about that.
Oh my god! I don't know how.
Mark's so lucky, so good looking.
I don't know how I haven't gotten fired because I don't do anything that they tell me to do.
This guy doesn't do anything we're required to do. So speaking of sponsored posts, what not to do?
Yeah, don't.
Is everything don't, Mark does.
I'm late for every call. Yeah. I don't fill out stats. That I don't do true. Anything.
He'll hop on a business call and he's like literally has a saw in one end and he's still working. We're like, dude, like take 10 minutes, you know, like, oh man.
Happens all the time. I'm like, hey guys, how's it going?
Cutting, he's on the highway and shit. Yeah.
Anyways.
What was the reason for your spokesperson versus influencer question? Anyway,
because I have a relationship with Rust-Oleum as a spokesperson. I also have a relationship with MicroPro Sienna as a spokesperson, and I'm convinced that my content right now would, or like my numbers and my growth would reflect a page of someone who has very like not good content. And I'm just wondering if it's because I'm like overdoing
Watch your stuff, man. I don't know if that's the case. Not at all.
I see there's accounts, and I'm not going to name accounts, but I could think of a couple that come to my head right off the bat that like not every post, but I would say like 2 out of 3 posts are, they have the paid promotion tag at the top.
Or yeah, but I'm like, technically I'm supposed to, me being me, I am supposed to put the paid promotion on my MicroPro stuff.
Yeah.
I just never do because I don't have, like, I just, it's in the thing and I can't find it. And I just say, forget. They've asked me like 12 times, can you please add that? I'm like, yeah, sure. No problem. Next one, I'll get you. And then.
Anyways, for brands listening, Dom and I are very professional. We do everything you ask. We fill the contracts, get stuff done on the time.
Yeah,
we deliver our deliverables, and then we just carry Mark along, you know.
I'm so bad. Ride. It's true.
I don't know, man.
Sorry, to get back to my question, is when I'm talking to someone and I'll say, I don't like calling myself an influencer, right? I get a weird vibe off of somebody when I'm like, like I'm an influencer. They're like, that's weird. But if I say like I'm a spokesperson for this brand, they're like, oh my God, that's so cool. Like, so what do you do? Yeah. Like, how do you have to do that? I'm like, you know, the people that you hate on the internet, I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's so weird. No, because I find it fascinating how that works.
The word influencers come to encompass so much, but like, yeah, I agree with what you're saying. Like, to me, an influencer is, you know, somebody standing in the Bahamas talking about makeup or something, right? It's not.
I totally know the person that you're talking about.
Yeah, no, I do too.
I can see them in my face.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't see what we do as necessarily being an influencer. I mean, I understand that we get paid to influence people, but
by definition,
definition, kind
Dom's
of.
Dom's an influencer, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait until you see the makeup Adam doing in a couple of weeks. Yeah. In the Bahamas. I just can't go right now because you're not allowed to go anywhere.
Yeah, Dom, at your age, when you're at like the bocce club, and you're playing like
what? Why do I have to be such an asshole about it for? Yeah.
When you're at the bocce club eating focaccia.
Right? Focaccia. You guys are like talking about dentures and stuff. And then people are like, hey man, like how's business? Do you bring it up that you like have this online portion of your business?
You know what? It depends. It depends on the conversation and who it's with.
You know what I've started doing in that case? If Dom's
You know, I'm going to be completely honest. Sometimes I just don't feel like talking. So I'll take like the shortest possible route because when,
you just say, walks away to the other end of the bocce court.
I'm going to go take my bocce balls and go over here.
I have a woodworking business. Sometimes is my answer. Sometimes I'll get into, you know, I do stuff online and I work with some different brands and
depends.
That's exactly it, man. A lot of people ask me, especially at my other job, they go, hey, how's the stump business, right? And right away, they're thinking, how is selling stumps or tables or whatever? How's that going? So whenever I tell them, I'm like, oh, man, honestly, it's going really well. I'm busy. Oh, no way. You're selling. Like, basically, it's like, oh, you're always pumping out pieces. And that's when I take like 2 minutes to be like, actually, you know what's funny, man? Like, if you do things right and if you follow the rules, blah, 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 you could make more by just promoting stuff versus this is me personally. I could make more by doing sponsored posts and actually selling wood. Does that make sense? So it's like when I tell people that, it leads to a whole other conversation about, so hold on a second. Like, are you still a woodworker? Or that's where it comes down to like, am I an influencer? I don't know. When I said this in a podcast earlier, in 2020 was the first year where I think I made more from sponsorships than I did from selling wood. What does that go to say about me? Like, am I going to, like, do people hate me now because I do more sponsored posts than actual woodworking? Like, I don't know.
I just think that's what I mean. Like, as a part of my business now, full disclosure, 56% of my revenue came from brand deals and campaigns that I've done, that I've been a part of, than actually managing my business in terms of like what the stuff that I do with the bro laws or like other side jobs and all that other stuff. 56%. So now when you're talking about it, it's like you have two full-time jobs and you're at a point now where like at what point does it become more beneficial to put all of your focus onto that side of things? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Like, it's like, can I even reach out? And I'm not talking as Vic. I'm talking as you know, Joe Citizen. Hey, can I even reach out to Mark and have him build me a fence? Or is it a better chance I can reach out to Mark and have him make a video for me of a product? Do you know what I mean? Like, is that kind of what you're saying? It's like,
yeah. And that's where it's shifted now. And that's why I wanted to ask that question, because now when people ask me, and I've had this conversation twice today, when people ask me, so like, what is it that you do? Or like, how is it that you're this, that, and the other thing? And I just say, my business is geared towards online marketing now, more so than like actually doing client work. Because clients will reach out and ask me all the time if I'll do builds for them. And I just say no, because not because I don't want to. Oh gosh, this is, oh, here we go. This is a special treat, ladies and gentlemen. We're at, this is not an act. Yes, here we go. Here we go. We're trying to keep this under 40 minutes. So if you could.
I thought we were going to be setting records here, but that was only what, like 5 or 6?
Grab your handkerchief.
Something like that.
Gross.
Grabbing my facial tissue, unnamed brand.
Exactly.
Sorry, man. I apologize.
No, that's okay. I don't necessarily show all the regular. Fucked. What a fucking train wreck.
Don't record an episode if you're hammered and have allergies and took Claritin and a lot of vodka.
And got your second vaccine shot.
And got my dose like literally a day ago.
Yeah, so there's that to look forward to. Moral of the story is, I don't do client work anymore.
Yeah. Let me ask you guys this. Remember back when I did anyways, I thought it was cool to for the, like, I couldn't wait to be able to use that paid partnership. That was me. When I first was you know, smaller, first getting started, I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. When company sent me stuff, I was so excited to put ad or sponsored or gifted. And now, obviously, this whole episode is based off, fuck, I wish I didn't have to do that, because it ends up tanking my post. Do you guys see how that flips? Isn't that funny? So my question ultimately is, if you're getting just free product from a company, is that a paid partnership technically? Dom?
Technically it is.
Is it?
Technically it is. Yeah, technically it is. You're supposed to put that paid promotion thing.
I don't show 90% of the gifts that I get. Is that bad?
I don't either. I like when someone sends me something, once in a while I'll put it in my stories, but my agreement a lot of the times with these smaller companies is straight up is I'll use your stuff when I use your stuff, but I'm not doing anything above and beyond. Like I'm not making it known, and then I end up just using their product. If I like it, I'll throw in their brand name or thank them for sending it to me once or twice in the stories. But I really do try to get away from is it showing off? I'm so against.
That's the thing, right? It's like I don't want
against. Yeah, I don't want to have to do a happy mail every day with look what. Like we get a lot of stuff. I know the three of us. We get a lot of stuff sent to us. If I were to show it all the time, I would be just a big asshole. That's my opinion. Like I'd be such a
pompous,
exactly right. So in the end, I just end up, you know, using it in my stories or showing the product. So therefore, it's also my way of trying to kind of get around that whole hashtag gifted or hashtag, you know, facial tissue partner or whatever it is, right? It's like, I don't know.
Oh my God, it's a Kleenex, Vic. Jesus Christ.
No, don't say that word. That's a fucking brand, man.
It's like Q-tip. Did you know that that's actually a... whatever the hell it is.
My brother and I play this game all the time. Like try to come up with names of things that are actually like a brand. So like rollerblades, they're actually inline skates, but rollerblade was like one of the brands, but no one Kleenex calls
is
them
facial that. Tissue. Q-tip is ear canal cleaning
device.
Cotton swabs.
Cotton swabs. Yeah, that's cotton swab, more like
ketchup though. Ketchup is like tomato sauce.
No, ketchup is ketchup. Is
ketchup.
No, man, ketchup's a brand, isn't it?
What brand owns the word ketchup?
Hashtag not sponsored, by the way, for any of these things.
Hyde or French's. No,
ketchup.
No.
Ketchup is no. ketchup. Bro.
Listen, because
you're handsome, but you're stupid.
This is the stupidest thing you've ever said.
Ketchup, he thinks most ketchup is stupid. A brand.
If ketchup is a brand, why can Heinz and a million other companies French's? All call it ketchup on the label?
They're all in on it together, man. It's a pyramid scheme. Ketchup is a pyramid scheme, bro.
Ketchup? That'll be the title. Episode title. Ketchup is a pyramid scheme. Oh, fuck. This is going viral, folks.
One listener.
In a country we've never heard of. Where they don't even have ketchup.
This is a segment where we're all wasted and just talking about nonsense. But
do not mix allergy medicine with heavy vodka, because you end up recording an episode about ketchup and facial tissues.
Hashtag paid partnership.
Yeah.
Anyways, if
speaking of
as
sponsor,
a takeaway,
we don't have any for this episode. So thank you to no one.
Yeah. Thank you to. I want to thank me for being.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Snoop Dogg. We should just play that now. Can you edit that in?
No.
And last, I want to thank me. Macaroons.
Well, I don't know what I was going to say.
I hate you guys more after this episode.
Why? Yeah. What did we do to you? You're miserable, man. You need a haircut.
I need a haircut so bad. On the weekend,
end this bitching.
On the weekend, I gave my kid the buzz cut with the trimmer. I was so tempted to do my own head too, but I didn't.
Yeah, I always buzz my own hair. Now because of COVID, I'm like, nah. Now I'm just gonna let it grow. But by May, I always have a shaved head. Okay, so listen, just some housekeeping here. Thank you so much to our patrons. We got to throw that out there because they really are the ones that. Support our topic discussions. They actually come up with some awesome stuff in that group chat that I didn't even know about, right? Like that latest text about Reels insights and stuff. We're going to save that for a whole other episode, but Reels has insights, folks. So we'll get to that in a future episode. And I learned that in our For the Gram podcast Patreon chat group. So thank you so much to all those that support us. It really means a lot to us, man. Like, we bounce ideas off you guys. You guys get access to the pre-show, the after show. That's all up on the tubes, on the YouTubes. And that's it. So thank you so much to you guys for supporting us and being there to bounce ideas off. Other than that, no mailbag this episode, because our next episode will be just a mailbag question. Does that make sense, guys? That's accurate, right?
Yes.
Check out our For the Gram podcast page at For the Gram Podcast.
Leave us a review. Leave us a review.
You can't rhyme "leave us a review" we'll with "duty duty do." Doody, doody,
doody. Yes, you can.
Leave us a review. We would love it if you do. Tell your friends too. It's the For the Gram Podcast
crew. Yeah.
We'll never have to worry about doing a paid promotion ever again.
Yeah, that's right. If anyone's interested in sponsoring us, we'd be happy to chat.
Oh God,
I'm going to reach out.
It smells so bad.
I'm going to reach out to Ketchup tomorrow.
Ketchup.